Joining us now is the Democratic Party Chairman, Anderson Clayton. Anderson, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's do this. Let me get your response. I had a chance to listen to a lot of the floor debate yesterday on the redistricting maps, and obviously the way the maps were redrawn and the concerns have a major concern for you and Democrats.
I mean, I think that we saw at a rally this week that Republican priorities are absolutely clear. They would rather do anything but actually help the people of North Carolina. And you have seen that from the 113 days, now 114 days, that we have been without a state budget in North Carolina. The one job that legislators have when they go to Raleigh every single year is to pass one. And right now we've got public educators like my sister, who's a seventh grade science teacher, going without raises, and public employees across this state that make about 750,000 people across this state who are going without an uncertainty right now because our legislature chose to prioritize political gamesmanship over their ability to actually make ends meet. And so I think that we've got a lot of problems with Raleigh right now, and that folks should be calling their Republican legislators and telling them what they think about it.
Now, this, and it depends on who you ask and how you ask it, but the way a lot of people have characterized it, Texas did some moves to change seats to the Republicans. Now, California is going to let voters decide whether they can add more Democratic seats. Does it concern you that this whole thing with redrawing maps all over the country has kind of escalated?
I mean, absolutely, and I think that you can look to the heightened political partisanship time that we're in right now, and what I would tell anybody is, I'm like, if you're tired of extremism on both sides of the aisle, the left and the right, then you do not want gerrymandered or redistricted seats in North Carolina right now, because gerrymandering and the ability for politicians to pick their voters does not lend itself to actually having free and fair elections or competitive elections in the state. You know, how we are able to eradicate extremism in politics is that you actually have people that have to fight for your right and that for your vote, you know? And we don't have that right now in this state, thanks to Republicans. We have predetermined elections here.
And my understanding is that there's going to be legal action. What have you heard?
Yes, sir, there will be. The Democratic Party in North Carolina is here to defend everybody's right to vote, and we're going to do everything that we can legally to make that happen and push back about what we just saw this week. But the hard reality of it is that we have unfriendly state Supreme Courts, that right now the Court of Appeals in North Carolina and the state Supreme Court are Republican dominated. And we saw with the Justice Riggs lawsuit that happened earlier this year, North Carolina had the last uncertified race of 2024 with our Supreme Court justice fight with Allison Riggs, who won a seat last year by 734 votes. Republicans upheld that race for 6 months in a court battle that our Supreme Court and Court of Appeals said that they were willing to throw out 68,000 ballots in North Carolina across the state retroactively in order for Republicans to keep that seat. Do those courts look like to you that they're willing to go mano a mano and uphold the will of the people with this Republican state legislature? It don't sound like it to me.
What about the federal court? Do you feel that there's a better opportunity? I know there's talk about, you know, the Civil Rights Act still exists in some way, shape, or form, and there's lots of talk about how that will be going forward. But do you think there's a better chance to try to take this case to the federal judiciary?
For right now, absolutely. But we're also looking at the eradication from Trump's Department of Justice of Section 2 of the VRA, which we are going to see about 19 rural black Democrats from the South lose their seats in Congress because of Republicans trying to disenfranchise and gerrymander districts all across the South right now. And so I do think that we're going to see the federal courts not be able potentially, right, to uphold what's happening depending on what Section 2 and what the U.S. Supreme Court does with this. It's going to get really legalese for everybody. But what voters out there need to know right now is that North Carolina Democrats have a plan to win back the North Carolina State Supreme Court and institute a independent redistricting committee in North Carolina to be able to come back and draw free and fair maps. But it looks like holding a Supreme Court seat in 2026 with Justice Anita Earls, who's going to be on your ballots everywhere across the state. And we need to hold that seat and then take three Republican seats in 2028 that are going to be up for us to take back the court.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, speaking of 2026, about the U.S. Senate election. Michael Whatley appears to be the Trump-endorsed Republican candidate. Former Governor Roy Cooper appears to have a clear path to the nomination for your party. What are your thoughts on the state of play in the race for the U.S. Senate?
I think that Roy Cooper is someone who was born and raised in North Carolina. in Rocky Mount and rural Nash County, and he understands better than anybody right now what rural North Carolina is struggling through and going through with policies from Washington, D.C., and people like Michael Whatley, who have backed up Republicans who do not care about people across this state right now, who are going to go hungry and who are going to be houseless by the time that Thanksgiving gets here, thanks to their policy.
Now, let me circle back quickly on the congressional districts. Do you feel, obviously, Don Davis is going to be, says he's going to run again, and it'll be a little bit more of a challenge for him because of the makeup of the district. The third district is also impacted. Do you think the Democrats have a possibility to do something there?
We're going to run somebody in every single one of these congressional district seats this year. North Carolina Democrats had gerrymandered maps last year, and we were still able to make sure that we put up fights in every district, and we're going to continue to do the same, because I think that voters across North Carolina are mad about the fact that their health care premiums are about to go up 40% thanks to Republican politics.
Anderson Clayton, chair of the North Carolina Democratic Party, we thank you for your time.
Thank you.